covering Michigan from Houghton Hancock to Ludington to Ann Arbor. This is the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of the truth.
You look too good to me. Your beady eyes like a cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and a heart of sin. You can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
All right, it's a free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you here. Let's go to Mike on the Common Sense Hotline, checking in Diamonddale today. Mike, what is on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to echo exactly what you're saying. And by the end of February, as so many times has happened, because of President Trump's leaked comments, okay, from a closed-door meeting,
yep,
there will be this by the end of February. We are going to be talking, not throwing around challenges, talking exactly about what Mr. Trump has stated. Why do we take the worst from the worst instead of the best from the best?
That's a very, very good way to put it, Mike.
Yep, and we are going, that's going to be the discussion by the end of February. Like so many of his other comments have kicked off actual debate and discussion instead of the rhetoric being thrown back and forth over the wall. And
you know, Mike, I think you nailed it. Thank you for calling in. It's a good point that Mike's making there, and that is by saying something shocking that he knew damn well it was going to get out of the room. It was going to get leaked out of the room in 5 seconds. He knew that. So he said it, and he knew what he was saying. And Mike's point is, he says something that is just basically cage-rattling, kick the liberals in the teeth, yank their chain, get their attention, and they start screaming about it. But at the end of the conversation, people start scratching their head and go, now, wait a minute. Why are we bringing all these people from third-world countries, third-world hellholes, if you will? I won't use the term third world, like Donald Trump used, because that's inappropriate. And in case I do, you might hear this sound. Go ahead. Yeah, you might. If you hear that sound, that means I'm using words that I cannot use from the president. All right. So if I say third world, now you've got it. See. So we've got you all protected because we don't want to scare the little children from being told the truth. Right. You don't want the children to hear the truth. And, but that's what I appreciate about this is it, and I think Mike was right about this. It jumpstarts the conversation because people start going, now, wait a second. Why are we bringing these people in? Why aren't we bringing in the best and the brightest? We have the opportunity to do that. We could do a meritocracy approach to all of this. It's merit-based, and here you go. And how do you score? And are you hardworking? And if you come here, like Teddy Roosevelt said more than 100 years ago, if you come here, you've got 5 years to learn English, to contribute to the country, to become productive, to become something important. You don't have to get to you don't get to come here and for 5 years lollygag around. We let our own citizens do enough of that. You don't get to come here and lollygag around. You know, keep your native tongue, whatever it is. Hide in a group of other people that have kept their native tongues. Create these little reservoirs of different ethnic groups. No, I mean, you can have your ethnic group. That's fine. We're all proud of where we came from, whatever our roots are. But it's about assimilation. E pluribus unum, from many come one. Not the other way around. Not the other way around. So anyhow, the Common Sense Hotline will be open for you today. The Common Sense Hotline will be open for you today, but back to this whole notion that somehow the idea of Make America Great Again is nothing more than Make America White Again. That's complete hogwash. In fact, if you go look at the unemployment numbers, just as Donald Trump promised, him being in the Oval Office would be better for the black communities of America and Hispanic Americans, would be far better for people of color when it comes to things like unemployment, which has proven to be true already. The unemployment in the African-American community has plummeted to the lowest point it's been since they began taking records in 1972. The Hispanic unemployment below 5%, almost at a historic low, and working on it. Meanwhile, the Dow rocketed up again yesterday. What is it, at 25,500? It's on its way to 26,000. How long until you get to 30,000? There's going to be a correction, folks, at some point. There will be a correction. But that's what it is, a correction. And if this market corrects 10 or 15%, we're going to keep right on rolling after that. If it corrects 25%, we're going to keep right on rolling. Because right now, if it corrects 25%, we'd be about where we started in November of 2016. Remember when Paul Krugman told us that the economy was going to tank and the stock market was going to crash and we would never recover because Donald Trump was going to destroy the economy in America? Paul Krugman, Nobel laureate. He's probably easy to get these days. Probably needs a job or two. Again, 888-900-9966, free for all Friday. The day I take your phone calls doesn't have to be on this. Anything you want, anything that's on your mind. Oh, and by the way, I checked again today. The Armageddon body count remains at zero today. Armageddon, of course, ushered in on the 22nd of December, 2017, with the signing of the tax overhaul bill. Tax savings for you and I apparently was going to usher in Armageddon. People were going to die in the streets. So said Nancy Pelosi. But it didn't happen. Didn't happen. I had a Nancy Pelosi story here. Oh, here it is. Oh, here's another Nancy Pelosi. She's mocking white guys. Nancy Pelosi mocking white guys. And her good friend, Steny Hoyer, took exception. After House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi took a shot at immigration negotiations involving her top deputy, she said it's just five white guys. It's just five white guys, and therefore it's no good. Immigration reform being discussed by five white guys is no good. Basically saying it's all about white guys. Nancy, check your medicine. You know the rules. 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. Back in a moment on the Steve Rivers Show.